This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, more hot dog straws with Tom and Josh. They're coming up right after this.
Here's a sneak peek at tonight's episode of Celebrity Virgins.
What do you think, Lo? Is it okay if I just use my fingers? You know, like this.
Oh, No, stop that. No means no, Tim. You can't eat sushi with your hands. Here, try these chopsticks.
Look, that is better. Mm. Not nearly as messy.
You silly.
Smell my fingers. That's fishy.
Tim.
Celebrity Virgins on Bob and Tom Television. It's not that sexy.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker joins us.
She's doing some waitressing duty right now.
She's the many liquids Tom wants to suck through a hot dog.
Many liquids.
Yes. There's Ace Cosby. Hey. There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. And here's Tom.
Wait a second. I just thought of something.
What?
What's Ace going to suck through a hot dog?
Well, we were talking about that in the break. What did you say?
He can't be trusted.
Well, I can't drink and run.
I think we're waiting for the joke of the day for Ace to suck.
Oh.
Well done, my
friend. Fighting words.
Fighting words. That's just mean.
Ace, you and I could make some good money if we had a pay-per-view fight.
I know we're being silly, but if the second the mics turned off, if Ace got up, took his hat off, and goes outside right now, me and you, Arnold, I would get my popcorn, I'd watch.
Now, what we're talking about is Ms. Hooker has just delivered three hot dogs. One of them is, or two of them, rather, are much smaller than the others. But the point is...
Well, they were in colder water.
That'll happen, shrinkage.
He's going to need towels, too.
Yeah, I am going to need some paper towels over here.
Okay.
So I've got to hollow up a hot dog.
I'm surprised your hot dogs weren't pre-hollowed.
Yeah, I am too.
You. But that's about half the experience.
Now, though. Once again, this started apparently, has gone viral recently with a New York Yankee fan.
Yes.
Hollowing out a hot dog, turning it into a straw, drinking his beer through a straw, which Willie did earlier, and your experience was what?
I really enjoyed it, to be honest, but you need to do it fast because the hot dog gets cold. Yeah. It loses the integrity.
And the beer gets warm.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I think if you're at a ball game and you do this to your with your buddies, it won't taste that bad. You'll get a big laugh and you'll have fun. Just go fast.
I have the hot dog.
You have the hot dog,
Now, what's the stick for?
That's to start
the hole.
That could be your guide if you would like, if you don't want to.
So I shove this all the way through?
Yeah. Like,
you can.
You'll find it has a little bit more integrity than the straw.
Easier.
Think of it as a pilot hole.
And then you ever experienced a pilot hole, Christy?
No, I haven't. Well,
I have. Never wanted to get bumped up to first class. Then I've sitting coach all your life.
Okay, so now I've skewered this thing. Do I leave it in?
You can if you want. I've also given you a regular drinking straw and a milkshake straw, depending on how big you want your hole.
You don't
want
to leave.
How big you want your hole? So now, do I leave the stick in and then
I wouldn't
sleeve it?
No.
Well, see, but you've already kind of messed things up.
You're way off center there. Yeah. If you leave the stick in, it makes it easier to get the middle out of the straw after you're done.
Yeah, we're cool. I haven't.
Hey, we're good. Everything's copacetic over here.
I would ruin my health if I started my day every day with a white cloth.
I think your mental health would.
Okay, now I've got
your mental health.
I've got the straw. And it is completely has skewered the hot dog.
Yeah,
lengthwise. Let me be clear.
Uh-huh. It's penetrated. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I pull it out.
Has it been cored?
Pull out.
Okay, and then
there you go.
Oof.
You got a hollow tube there?
Yeah. So it's a hollow tube now.
Now you're talking.
All right.
Not bad.
Now take your pants down.
Close your eyes.
I know we didn't do this part, but yeah, it's going to be good for you.
You just took a bite of the hot dog.
What are you doing?
He was a little off center. Now he's got a
single. Oh, I see. You're kind of.
I had to get the whole sort of in the center.
There you go.
Okay. Can you stall white chew on this?
Sure. Yeah. So next, Tom, you can choose between sparkling water,
right?
A coffee,
right?
Or the Virgin Bloody Mary mix that your choice.
Okay, I'll start with the.
Yeah.
Do you have any cream for this coffee?
You are so high maintenance.
So you're not going to do a beer?
No. Let's keep adding the gross.
Would you mind? My hands are greasy. Yeah, could you open the Equal, put two in there? This is cream.
Oh, Lord.
Is this organic, American-made dairy?
Yeah.
Okay. This is real cream, not that fake stuff.
Equal with chemicals.
Just like you like.
Okay.
If some of that cream looks a little translucent, don't worry about it.
Okay. Now, got my official wooden stir stick. This is the way I enjoy coffee.
Somebody squirt Purell into this cream.
Okay, now I'm going to try the coffee regular. Oh, that's good.
Good coffee.
Okay, now I'm going to put the hot dog in the coffee and drink it through the
suck it through the hot dog.
Enjoy.
We'll see. Let's see how this goes.
I hope the coffee is so hot.
Here we go.
Look at your lips.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Those are some TSLs right there.
Oh, God, that makes me want to throw up.
It's very odd.
Yeah.
It must be.
What would it be good if it was? Would it be good if it was like a breakfast sausage? If you were
there you go.
Yes, that would be better.
I think you're expecting me to report that this tastes terrible. It does not.
It doesn't.
How
really.
Interesting.
I think it's because I love salt.
Yeah.
Which I'm not allowed to eat anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine
you don't. Right.
I imagine these. I imagine these are infused. Aren't hot dogs full of salt?
They're full of
salt. 82% salt.
Yes. Okay. I got to tell you.
And I think it's higher.
That noise, though.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
It's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on.
Okay.
Well, get all of that.
Now, when you get you want to suck now.
Are you going to rinse that dog? Or
no, you want to suck that. Just suck.
Coffee
remnant?
Oh, man. That's quite an image.
Oh, God.
He's sucking it like Linda Lovelace with a gun to her head.
Oh, my gosh.
I need a new dad.
I can't.
I need a new friend.
I can't look.
Okay, now this is.
You're almost a natural.
This is a Bloody Mary mix?
It's a Bloody Mary mix, yeah.
I think you're going to enjoy
it. What kind of Bloody Mary mix?
Charleston's. Fresh and veggie.
Bloody Mary. Everyone is having one.
We're all drunk.
Okay. You'll enjoy it now.
So this is a Bloody Mary mix. Let me taste it without the hot dog.
Oh, good. Okay. Nice control.
Sure. Yeah.
Bring the scientific method into this.
Oh, that is spicy.
A spicy one?
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Once again, through the hot dog.
So you're not going to redo a dog. You're going to use the one with coffee.
I like that. Go ahead. Wrap your lips around that.
It's. I mean, the way you go
I
in.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's dogged them out.
It's, I got to tell you, it's not bad either.
Yeah.
This is not bad. Yeah. Again, it's probably just adding a lot of salt.
Sure.
These are beef hot dogs.
Yes.
How's the mouth feel? Does it fit well?
Again, it is not bad. I would not turn this down.
You've got a good embouchure when you...
Well, thank you.
Yeah, very nice.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Embouchure is the position of the mouth for, say, an oboe player or a clarinetist or a sax player.
I did not know
that. A reed instrument.
Trumpet.
Oh, okay.
An embouchure. Have you ever had to use an embouchure in your life?
No, I have never played a mouth instrument.
Anyone want to take this joke? This joke's writing itself. Anyone?
Something about a bonophone?
Something. I mean,
there would have been bonophones.
Something in the skin flute arena.
Skin flute, that would have been the go-to, I think, for the average American.
That sort of mead. You
the skin will you watch.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Okay, now I've cleaned off my hot dog.
Yeah, you did. Now, these are visuals I'll never get out of my head.
I know.
Christy, can you open this? What is this stuff? Oh, Pellegrino. Can you open this place?
Sure. Oh, an Aristocrat.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't throw it at her.
Don't open it up over anything electronic. That's going to fizz. Okay. Well, can you take it off? I can't touch it with my hands.
Sorry, Christy. I dropped the ball there.
Okay. All right. Now, this is just standard, what is this, sparkling water.
Yes. I cut my finger on my can trying to find my Twizzler.
Oh. You okay?
Oh. Your white cloth?
On your can? I pinched my finger.
Now, once again, Reed, now this is a hot dog straw.
Yeah.
That's already had coffee and Bloody Mary mixed through it.
I gave him 3 clean dogs.
I know you did.
Okay, I'll do a clean dog for this one. The problem is I got to start over.
Yeah, we got to.
Yeah, you got to pour it.
That. Yeah, just do the straw like the guy did in the video. Let's see how that goes.
Just cramming the straw in
just
here.
I'm guessing that's going to be tough.
Well, no, it's the same. It's the same concept of when you roast a hot dog, you stick it.
It's like inserting a catheter.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys do that a lot?
Well, it's called sounding, and it feels great. I'll put anything up there. Twizzlers.
Now, are you supposed
to? Really a word, sounding?
The gross thing is when you take the straw. My hands are all
chopped. That is so gross.
You know, there's a guy out there going, I knew Josh was one of us. He's a sounder.
Then you take the the straw and you kind of squeeze it.
Yeah, you get your middle out.
Yes. And you get that little wiener worm out.
Oh, yeah.
That is good bait. Wiener that worm. Looks good.
Yeah, they called me that in junior high.
Okay, so now I've got a hot dog straw. Wait a minute.
Please.
I've got to get the tips clear. Okay.
Why do you keep biting it off?
Like a cigar. Just can't help himself.
So it's centered.
Okay, now.
Here we go.
This is Pellegrino water.
Pellegrino water with a hot dog, a Nathan's hot dog.
Bubbly water, relatively tasteless. Not bad. Yeah. Throw a hot dog.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay. A lot of exposition here.
I don't know. I got
He's grouching me.
I saw an elephant in my pajamas. Oh, I got my pajamas. Okay, sorry.
Come on. Let's go.
I take a woman to dinner. I expect her to face me.
Okay. Can you imagine going to a nice tablecloth-like restaurant? Yes, now can I get a Perrier, no ice, and I'd like a cooked hot dog hollowed out so I can suck. And then send over the wine expert. What do they call that guy? The sommelier. Sommelier. I saw a thing. They have water sommeliers now.
Can you just eat the hot dog?
Okay, sorry. This is trying to be informative. Okay, here we go. Wait a minute. It's jammed up.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Maybe blow on it a little bit?
don't suck so much as blow right now.
Yeah, blow through it.
Yeah, you got to do a blow test before you stick it in there.
You know how to blow, don't you?
There you go.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, you're making bubbles.
I hear that.
Okay.
Oh, sounds like the beginning of Monster Mash.
Stop playing with your food. I was working in the lab.
I'm going to have to go back to the big one. This isn't working.
I was sucking on a dog.
Oh, okay.
So let's try, once again, sucking on the big dog.
Yep. Break it out.
That's a big elephant.
Okay.
Here we go.
That looks so disgusting.
The way that you open your mouth is...
No, this isn't working.
No. Pretty gross.
This is not as good. Let me maybe try the shorter straw.
Hot dog water.
Okay. All right. There we go.
I bet the licorice with the seltzer water would be okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, yeah. Now as you can see, we got a nice hole in this wiener.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's give it a shot now.
All right. Oh. he dropped the wiener into the drink. It slipped right out of his mouth.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Ew.
There he goes.
I get
no hands.
Wow. I'm getting texts. The VIP members watching this on video want their money back.
This is not good.
No.
I let me try adding a little more of the.
I feel like that's a drinking game. You drop a hot dog in there and you got to get it back.
Bobbing for wieners?
No hands. Yeah.
I'm sure that's happened to the sorority or two.
I was going to say. That's a frat house.
I was going to say.
And
bobbing for wieners isn't that a bar on Christopher Street? Wait a second. Let me give it a shot. Although I'm going to try the Perrier water through a hot dog and see if it affects the taste at all.
Here we. Ugh. Every time.
Really wraps his lips around.
Yeah. It really does. Starting my mouth.
Why is your jaw moving so much?
I got to tell you, this must be my love of salt. I don't mind this either.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, the Bloody Mary was excellent. Threw a hot dog.
Yeah.
No.
You even like the coffee.
Now, Josh is going to hollow out a hot dog, and you take a straw.
Manhandle that dog, boy.
Grip the hot dog, and then. This is kind of like if you're roasting wieners.
Of course, yeah.
And, once again, you're
putting them on a stick.
Yes, and you put the straw obviously through the hot dog lengthwise.
It is very much like catheterizing
a
hot dog.
A shish kebab thing, a skewer. A skewer?
Yeah, use a wooden skewer to kind of what do you call a hole starter?
Actually, I think
a pilot hole is what I.
Is that a shish or a kebab? I think it's a shish.
I can never remember.
And
which
then
is
the
which.
Kebab is the stuff you put on it.
The kebab's the meat.
And flotsam and jetsam is the, what is this? The flotsam the stuff floating, and the jetsam the, I never.
One
remember.
Of them's going out to see the others coming
Jetsons
in.
I don't.
Jetsam
remember.
Was in the future, and the Flintstones were in. The
okay, future. Okay, yeah, good. That's right. Good to know.
Right. You are you're piercing the big dog. Tom didn't have a lot of luck with the big one. He went with the smaller one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting there.
No, I ended up using the big dog.
Oh, you did.
The smaller one didn't work.
Okay.
You're going in from two different angles, two different sides, so you're gonna.
Yeah. No, they're going
to
meet.
You're going to have to hope
doomed.
They meet in the
this
middle.
This is doomed.
Trust me.
Do you want another straw?
You want another hot dog?
Oh, there's nothing. I'm not getting any there.
You're sucking on it and nothing's happening? Yeah. Okay, now.
All right, maybe I'll use the smaller one.
Do you want mine?
I do not.
No.
I've got mine over
you
here.
You don't want a used weenie.
Not suck on your weenie.
Used weenie. Jeez.
I mean, look at the length of this thing.
Okay, here we go.
How long would you say that is?
There we
short.
Go.
Short.
Oh, that's like 6 inches.
Yeah. That's like a foot long.
I'd say that's probably the perfect size.
Yeah, that's a girthy bastard.
Let's talk with Jess. Jess, how long would you say? How long would you say this?
Bastard, what?
How long would you say this wiener is?
From what I've been told, that's about 8 inches.
It's three and a half, maybe. Oh,
yeah. Three inches. So it's like Viagra night at Josh's house.
It's almost like a thumb.
Oh.
Viagra night at my
3 inches. Okay.
I don't know if I'm getting... Here, let me see if I can feel suction on the end.
Boy, like to point out that we all managed to navigate this.
Here's the...
Do you want me to make it for you?
Thank you. No.
Even Tom.
It's not a big deal.
No, you got to get a clean first shot.
Ow.
Shut up.
No, don't. No.
What am I doing wrong?
What is
you're,
he doing
you're
wrong?
You're going off center. I can see it from here.
Off center.
This is pretty good.
All right.
Oh, no, okay. Now, wait a minute. Now take the straw and use the wooden stick as a sleeve. There you go.
There's no way this is going to end well.
Yeah, we need an oil rig driller.
Josh, it looks like you're loading a very old musket.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
The old hot dog musket. Okay, there we go. You're done. Okay, now remove the straw.
There you go.
And you're going to have a nice wiener straw. Okay, there we go. Now, is it working?
No, it's not. So I got to ream it a bit.
This is where we get into trouble.
This is just terrible.
Oh, what happened?
Everything's so greasy.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a break, and I will create one of these that actually
I'm
is
not,
functional.
I will make my own.
Now it's a quest. Now it's going to happen.
If this were plumbing, all of our toilets would be overflowing.
Gosh.
There is no... nothing is flowing through.
You know when you're like making your kid a plate and you're putting their food together and they're like, I can do it myself. That's the vibe over here right now.
See, this should theoretically
that should
this.
Work.
Yes. Well, perfect. I think you got a lot out of it.
Ooh, well,
I think you... hold on. Give me an hour. Okay. No, there you go.
Perfect.
Okay. Now,
I told you I could.
Are we going to put a blindfold on him or just close your eyes?
Yeah, we can do a blindfold. Do you want to wait for the...
Let's do our first one right now. We have time.
Right now?
Do a quick one right now. Blindfold on Josh. Okay, wait a minute.
I'll have to take my glasses off. My hands are far too...
Let's see what his face looks like without glasses.
Oh.
You look very handsome.
He looks handsome. Yeah, he looks nice.
Jeez, look at those caterpillars.
Take those eyebrows. He could do a comb over.
The hell is that?
Look like
guys
Dracula.
Are so mean.
That's right. That's what we're here for.
The words mean nothing to me.
Now we all leave.
Okay, sticks and stones may break
okay, now, Josh, you suck on that hot dog. Okay.
This looks like the worst porn I've ever seen.
Now, we are going to take... we are going to take...
50 Shades of Wiener.
Let's try number two on your list here. Josh, you are going to be sucking a fluid through a sausage.
China's wiener over there to the...
Here's the answer.
That's it on his tongue.
You like that? You like that, do you, Josh?
He will be sucking this fluid, which is it's not toxic in any way. It's something you've probably...
Number two.
Had a lot.
Which one is it, Tom?
Number two on the list here.
Are you guys ready?
Yes, go ahead.
All right.
What is that fluid? It is a commonly served beverage.
That is orange juice.
It is orange juice. How does it taste?
Well, he went back for more.
Well, my straw has clogged.
Oh,
oh, here we go.
Got a little pulp in there.
It's
I bet.
It's beefy and orangey.
Those are some fine Nathan's beef.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.